There is no good news for South Africans in finance. Minister Pravin Gordhan's mini-budget taxes are likely to rise next year as National Treasury seeks to clamp down even further on government spending. It's also shifting money to fill gaps in the education, social services and healthcare. However, government continues to feel spending pressure, which National Treasury says in the budget policy statement are mounting across public finances. Among these is that the 2015 wage settlement, which ends in 2018 March, continues to limit the availability of funds for crucial public services. We discussed today's mini-budget with Professor Yanni Rousseau, Head of Wits School of Economics and Business Services. Prof, good evening to you and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Joseph, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Prof, your opinion on Finance Minister's demeanor. He even managed to crack some jokes.
Yeah, indeed. The Finance Minister looked confident. We are, of course, all glad that he looked confident in presenting this budget speech, because many of us want him to stay on as Minister of Finance for as long as possible. I have the feeling that as long as Minister Gordhan is indeed Minister of Finance, South Africa will be able to avert credit risk downgrading, because the credit risk rating agencies will want them to stay in the position, and if they downgrade, will probably be removed from the position.
Can you unravel the mini budget for us? So what were the main points for you?
In short, the government is suffering a revenue shortfall, so the minister has announced initiatives to reduce expenditure, but at the same time he has warned of tax increases that we will see next year. South Africans should therefore brace themselves for higher taxes next year.
Was there any good news for taxpayers?
Well, the good news is that the government is trying its utmost best to keep its fiscal policy under control. But as such, yes, good news, but no expectations of lower taxes going forward for the foreseeable future.
Where is Treasury going to get the additional money for to fund higher education?
Well, that is part of the additional tax that the government will have to raise. As announced, there will be more expenditure on higher education over the next three fiscal years, but at the same time, government needs 23 billion rands in additional taxes next year and 15 billion in the 2018-19 tax year. It will come from our pockets, Yusuf.
That is the reality. Do you believe we managed to calm the minds of investors and credit rating agencies?
Yes. My sense is yes, and that is presence at the moment is enough to avert a credit risk downgrading.
And how did the RAND react to the mini-budget?
The RAND depreciate very marginally, the stock exchange was marginally down, and the bond yields went marginally up, which is an indication that the market expected more from the minister.
Was there really room for him to deliver more?
Yes, the minister could have given us details of the expenditure cuts envisaged. For one, I would have liked him to say there will not be the purchase of a new presidential jet, as the country cannot afford that. And then, of course, my other pet love, I would have wanted the minister to say that the government will stop buying imported cars specifically for politicians, that politicians will be transported in good quality, proudly South African manufactured vehicles in future.
Yeah, so there are things like that which he could have picked up on.
Yes. He could have given us such detail so that we have measurables that we can measure the minister's success, the government's success going forward.
Prof, thank you very much for your time this evening. I appreciate the analysis that you've shared with us.
Thank you, Yusuf. Enjoy the evening.
Have a good evening yourself. Bye.